We're in the circus now, aren't we?
We are.
And we've got ringside seats.
Literally. Foot juggling.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it. He's seen it.
He's seen it already,
but I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen it yet? Oh, well, what sort of stuff
are you juggling?
Your feet are like cats.
I'm juggling cylinders and a little bit of fire.
Fire?
Yeah, fire.
Can you make a cup of tea with your feet?
I don't know how well that'd work out. I could try.
Peel a banana with a that'd be useful. So, how long have you? Because we've been asking all the acts that we've spoken to. The thing we're trying to find. How long have you been into work? You know, at the circus.
Oh, all my life.
Did you go to the circus school as
well? No, I didn't go to circus school. I know some people have. Yeah. I was born into it. I'm from a circus family.
Yeah.
And they taught me. They taught me there.
So it's like learning to walk for you, isn't it?
Yes.
From day one.
Is this the family act then, the foot juggling?
Foot juggling does run in my family, yeah. Hula hoop was different. I do hula hoop as well. Not in the show today, but that was something I chose to do, personally.
That's something I think I'd be good at, hula hoop.
Hula hoop.
I mean, look.
Well, you could try some later on if you like.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. That's maybe what we need to do. We've just seen your act on those chairs. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been doing chair balancing for maybe about 3 years now.
Really?
Yeah. Only 3 years?
So only 3 years.
Yeah, not very long, but it's very nerve-wracking.
Well, it looks so. I mean, you look quite relaxed when you're doing it, but I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, wow. Because those chairs are so delicately balanced, especially the last couple, aren't they? We can see you
definitely
lining them up in a precision sort of way. You've got to get it a set way.
If you don't get it right, they're going to fall, so.
How long did it take you to learn to do that?
Well, the chairs, I've been doing it about 3 years, but circus altogether has been about 10, 11 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
And as a little girl, did you think, I want to join the circus?
Definitely.
Really?
I was a part of the generation you actually used to go to the circus.
How are you doing, Lucy?
I'm not too bad, thank you, yourself.
Yeah, we're very good. We've been seeing you. You've been doing a bit of everything tonight.
Yeah, I'm multitasking today. Do a bit of clowning, do a bit of tightrope. That's what I do.
Now, I have to let you into a secret. Doug knows this. I'm scared of clowns.
But
you
joking.
Don't. No. You don't look like the clowns that I used to, that I'm scared of.
We don't dress up with the massive hair
and the
big
nose,
wig. Yeah. Mine doesn't honk or nothing. It's all natural. Yeah, go ahead. It's all natural here. It's all natural.
See, you've got one of the hardest jobs in the show, haven't you? Because you seem to be on every other act.
Yeah, you get changed quickly, you run back on, try to make them laugh, and then come back out, and then get to do it again. Yeah. It's fun, though.
So if we were to be in a circus, what would you think? Would he be a clown?
Okay, I'd make you the clown, and I'd make you a clown as well to get over your fears.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, not bad. It would work.
Face your fears.
Yeah. So when you're doing a couple of shows a day, so you obviously have to practice a lot as well.
Yeah, most of the time. Most of the time, what we do after the show, we practice after the show, eat dinner, then go to sleep, do it all again the next day.
Yeah.
It's repetitive. But
it is, and it's a hard job, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
But it's worth it in the end.
What do you think of the Irish Epi crowds?
They're really good. The first 2 days were really packed, packed. But they've always been good here. They cheer loud, they seem to enjoy it, and I know a few people here. So it's all good. I love it.
Brilliant.
Right, so we're with Walter. Walter, this is for the Globe of Death. There's a couple of motorbikes here.
Yep.
You're one of the riders.
Yeah, one of the riders, yeah.
Did you go around really fast?
Yeah, like 60 miles an hour sometimes.
Wow. So in the end, you have 3 bikes in this small globe.
Yeah.
That must be pretty scary.
For me now, it's like normal.
Yes.
But for the people, it's looking very scared.
It looks, I mean, I've seen it on YouTube, but it looks absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
It's terrifying.
I'm inside.
Yeah.
For me, don't look danger, but when I'm outside to watch somebody else work, I scared myself and say, oh, how can I do that? You know, like, because I like adrenaline. I like a little bit crazy stuff. We're going to put 2 bikes and you in the middle.
Okay. It's good.
Now, a question, because Doug, close your ears. Have you ever hit anyone in the middle who stood in there yet? Not yet.
Yet's
the key word, isn't
it? Yeah, we tried the best.
We'll try your best. Yeah, I mean, he's a nice fella, but he's well insured.
Yeah, don't
his
worry.
Wife will be happy.
If you die, we die together.
Yeah.
Fair enough. See? What a way to go.
What a way to go. So Doug's in the Globe of Death later on. Oh, Doug.
Yeah.
We've been saying people need to come and see this. Just, I mean, the circus is great. Just this bit at the end is just awesome.
Right, Doug, I'll leave you to it, mate. Good luck. Oh, mate, what was that like?
Oh,
what was that like?
Awesome, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah?
Bit scary. They kept touching my head.
I saw that.
No, seriously, you need to come and see this. They're here for another two
days.
You need to come down and see this. The whole show is brilliant. But this is a finale. It's just, it's amazing. You need to come down and see it.